that are very important to discuss, and has both very important hashkafic and halachic ramifications. Recently, as part of the leadership program for the last 2 years, I've gone with around 15 to 20 guys in YU with Rav Schechter. We take them to Rav Schechter, and this past time, around a month ago, we started around 9:30 and we went till around 1 in the morning. And part of what I did there was I basically went through every single stage of part of this year, which is all the different things that are happening at weddings, what's kosher, what's not so kosher. And it's important to know, and that there are certain foundations to think about while you're getting engaged, when you're getting married, things to know about. The first thing is a hashkafic halachic topic, which is the concept of the actual engagement. It's mazel tov, you get engaged and you're excited, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. And the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Mimtes says Atikrei Morasha Ela Meurasa, that the Torah says it's not called a Morasha, but it's called a Irisin. The question is, why is it not compared to Nisuin? What's so special that Torah is compared to the Irisin? And Rav Steinberger always likes to say that the reason is because Irisin is a time when it's pure. Torah is more purest, transcendent feel. You know, being when you talk about Rav Steinberger, he's definitely influenced here with the Maharal's type of approach. A Torah is nivdal, it's something that's transcendent. And Erisin is that most, the freshest time. When you just get engaged, you're on the top of the world. You're starting this new togetherness. And one of the things I talked about in the first year, one of the most difficult points in the first year I gave here is that we're talking about knowing who you are. V'avtarech kamocha is one of the reasons you know when you're ready to get engaged is because you're ready and willing to share your life with somebody else. And that includes, we talked about last year, commitment and compromise. At the same time, the most difficult piece is that now you're no longer independent. You have to learn how to be interdependent. And what that means is that it's not only what you want anymore, it's you have to figure out what the other person is, and there's a respect. And that's a very challenging stage that happens at marriage, but specifically in the most purest sense, is that there is no physicality, and that's the concept of the Torah. So on one level, it's beautiful, it's new and it's fresh. But on another level, engagement is really hard because you're lacking that physical closeness and that physical connection, and that's a type of communication. And a lot of people fall the trap that if you do a longer engagement, then it's that much more Yetzahara is running that much more. And it's a very, very difficult time period because, number one, sometimes you're not the one who's in church. And that's why some people, I always get to say, and I said it's a mixture of halacha and hashkafa. No one's saying here that it's usur. I'm not saying that it's usur, but it's very difficult. For those people that get engaged for 12 months, it's very difficult to be able to really keep that what you want, that level of shomer negiyah that you should be keeping. That, and within that, when you're getting engaged and not sleeping over the same apartment together, because again, what you're doing is just mamish, you're causing lifnei iver for yourself. It's not even misayeh de'aver, it's mamish lifnei iver in a real sense. And so we're talking about both the quantity of how long the engagement is, and just existentially, the concept of engagement is difficult because you're not, as much as the Torah, we're comparing it as the beauty of Torah is ma'orasa, but it's that much more difficult where you're not that unit yet. You're a person who have your family, the other person has their family, and then your brother wants this, this person's aunt wants that, and then all of a sudden it's very, very difficult. And I always say that the best part of the engagement is the wedding night, because but you should know and be aware of that idea that as much as possible, people are very efficient nowadays. And again, you don't have to be Israeli and you can put together a wedding in a month, in 3 weeks. I think most people here are coming from a chutz la'aretz background. could do it in 4 months, and 3, 4, 5 months nowadays. It's very doable. People do it, and that's healthy. It's healthy that way. Again, it's not a halacha maisa. You're not going to see this in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to see this. But this is what's healthy that way is where you don't have such a long engagement to be able to then set yourself up with those gedarim. That the gedarim at that point will be that you're not going, unfortunately, they call it the tefillin dates. Tefillin dates is that you don't do that. You don't keep the tefillin. Because that's where the Yetzirah, in apotropos l'arayos, people set times that, okay, 12 o'clock, that's it. Once it's 2 or 3 o'clock, the guards go down. You'd be able to set the proper gedarim, and that's the difficult part, because it's not real life yet. Real life is when you wake up, and I woke up this morning at like 4:55 in the morning, and my alarm woke up my wife. She wasn't so happy with me. And I apologized, and I said my volume of the alarm will now... Tomorrow morning when I get up at 10 to 5, I will make sure that the alarm is a little more. I thought I was good. I thought I snooze it. You know, the times when you snooze it like 10 times. But that's just the way that you, that's real life. And that's how to deal with it. So that's the engagement period, which is tough. Then we get to the marriage. Marriage piece, let's talk about really step by step of the different parts of the wedding. There is... many people do. You do the tanaim. It's an important piece to know. I'll try to go step by step. It's what I do when I'm inside the kiddushin. I sit with the chasan and the kala, with the parents, and I really go play by play. And people should know that everyone should know what's going on, and know that everyone should be on the same page. And what I give on the shir right now is what I tell the chasan. I say, look, I have certain idiosyncrasies. There are certain red lines that I love you very much, but I'm not willing to be in the Seder Kiddushin unless both I represent Yeshiva HaKotel and I represent myself to be able to know that there are certain boundaries. So there is a concept of Tanaim. It used to be they would do the Tanaim. Certain people still nowadays they do Tanaim before and at what's called Al-Chaim. The people do Tanaim. A lot of people in England still do that. Some people do the Tanaim. Rav Soloveitchik was not into the concept of the Tanaim. I'll read it to you. That he was not into He said, Rabin in Pnimi Alacha and page Reishud Gimel, Soloveitchik was not into the Tanaim right next to the Chuppah. He for sure did not want to do it so much because he said there was a big Cherim to be Mevatel it. And he was very, very anti. Nowadays, again, what are the Tanaim? What are the Tanaim? The Tanaim are basically saying, that each, the father of the chassid and the father of the kala, are mechayiv themselves to bring them to the chuppah. So really, it's a more of a formality nowadays to be signed. Some people don't even do tanaim nowadays anymore. People who want kibudim do the tanaim. When I spoke to Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, said, you want a kibud? Yeah. Okay. So you want kibudim, you do the tanaim. So it's really, you can be able to give any friend that you want as an aid, because it's not real. But it's a nice thing for the mothers to come and break the glass, which is another idea of a zechel chorban type of idea. Okay, then we move on within the wedding. Then you get to a piece of being able, let's say, taking pictures. Let's talk about taking pictures for a second. The taking pictures is an important piece because there's a minug. It's a minug brought down. That you don't see each other for 7 days before the marriage. It's in a minhag. The actual shorashim of that minhag are not givalt. It is based on something. I don't have it in front of me. Rav Moshe brings it down. If you remind me, I'll get the actual shorash of the minhag. The problem is not the actual minhag itself. The problem is how people have been machmir upon machmir upon machmir at the minhag. They have some people that not only will not see each other, for those 7 days, they won't even talk to each other. Now, for me, that's idiocy. It's idiocy because, meaning, what's behind it? You want to make it special. When you're going to see each other for the first time at the Kabbalat Panim, at the Bedekin, they want to say, wow, so special. And I understand it, but the point is, there's a lot of decisions that are happening a lot of times in 7 days. You're about to make a major decision in your life, and not to talk to your wife about that is a little crazy. So the point there of Soloveitchik even said, look, if there are emergency things that are happening, then it's a minhag, it's an important minhag, and we keep the minhag. At the same time, if there's an emergency piece that happens, you go and you can see each other. Okay? That's so within that comes, then you have the pictures. And here comes, again, different minhagim. Some people, I was just at a wedding, where that people will not do any pictures at all before the wedding because of this minhag. It's an important minhag not to see each other. But then you have, just like in anything else, you have another value. I grew up under the tutelage of Rabbi Marcus, who basically said it's a tircha d'tzibur. Guy waiting for an hour and a half to be able for you to take your pictures, meaning you're 8 minutes in the yichru. Right? Then you have pictures from all over the place. It's a major tircha d'tzibur. And therefore, I grew up, I advise my chatanim to take those pictures beforehand. The touching pictures, obviously, you take afterwards. It's pasha. Even if you've gone to the mikvah, whatever it is, you don't make those chilukim. You don't have any maris, all those things. You take the touching pictures after, which takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and that's normal. You have a good order, you have a good manari shona, and then you don't have a tircha d'tzibur. People not around to be able to... Okay. This comes when we get them. We'll talk about the chassan's tish. So the chassan's tish, part of the chassan's tish, is not just tam to be mesameh chassan v'kala. Soloveitchik talks about how there's a minug for the chassan to make a siyum, to give a drasha. It's not just stam, because the din of a chassan is, there's a din of simcha. Part of the din of the simcha is what? To teach Torah. That's why there's a chiyuv of a chassan to get an aliyah. Why is there a chiyuv of a chassan to get aliyah during Shavu Brachos and those type of things? Why? Because what's getting an aliyah? It's teaching Torah. Part of the din of the simcha's chassan, and that's the idea of why the minug comes of the drasha of the chassan at the chassan's tish. Let's then move ahead from Chassan's Tish. The Kala has a Kala's Tish nowadays. That's beautiful. Very nice. No reason not to. Then, at that point, you have what's called the Bedekin. There are different reasons for the Bedekin. Some say there's a Shita to say that actually might be the Chuppa Bedekin concept. What happens at the Bedekin? And that's why there are some people that are machmir, that you have the same Eden. Rav Roni is machmir for this. Rav Roni is machmir for this, that you have the same Eden by the Bedekin, same Eden by the Chuppah, and the same Eden for the Yichud. Because those are the three shitos of what actually is Nisun. Is it when he covers with the Tzi'if, like we have by Rivka, the Tzi'if of Batikacha, Tzi'if Batichas Al Paneham, that concept, and that's why it could be that the bracha is what? Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayedei Chupa V'Kiddushin. Right? Everyone asks, what's the bracha? Ayedei Chupa V'Kiddushin, what should it be? It should be Kiddushin is first and then Chupa. Some want to say that Bedekin, which comes chronologically first, that's the Chupa. That's why they're Machmir, to have an idea that this might be Chupa, and that's why you have those Eidim. It's very, very nice. That when you dance down to the Bedekin, it's a very special moment that you have at that point, and that you have with the grandparents and giving brachos, and it's a beautiful, beautiful time right before going down to the chuppah, something that's very, very special at that point, that the parents give the brachos and grandparents give. It's really, really very, very beautiful, and it's a very special moment for parents and grandparents at that time. At that point, then you have the procession. You know, people walking down. Comes to the question of walking down. Is walking down a Jewish thing? You know, is it a problem of chukas ha'akum? You know, obviously if you're singing a song, dun, 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 that'd be a problem. Or if the music is celebrate good, you know, that could be a problem also, right? not so good. Definitely that's definitely not recommended at these weddings. But it's probably if you have your best man walking down, you know, I don't think that's it's not an isser, you know. I don't know if it needs to be done. I don't think there's any kiyum mitzvah at all. Rav Soloveitchik was against alt kasim, the concept of ceremonies. I don't have any of my friends walking down. We're not into tekes. Again, if it's something that you're going to get a fight over with your wife / your parents or in-laws, I don't think it's worth it. That shouldn't be a fight. That's something definitely you should give in. Okay. When I have your friends walk down, that's great. It comes back to, we'll get back to, that's going to be, I could say it even now. It's a general concept which is in the world now, which is the concept of tzniut. When I say it's the world now, it's the opposite, it's pritzut. But the concept of tzniut is a major, major issue that comes up. And I decided to give this year late. I was sick. I have other sources. Last year, I gave to some people this idea. I'll read it to you. It's both. I'll give you a Mara Malkom. It's a Rabbi Lam article in one of his book called 70 Faces. It talks about three different definitions of tzniut. And here, there's a Rav Kook piece that talks about the definition of tzniut just for a second, because I want to contrast this tzniut to, on page 2, the concept of what Mark Zuckerberg defined the whole purpose of Facebook. But tzniut, says Rav Kook, midat tzniut goremet tovot rabot ba'olam. Rav Kook had said that tzniut causes many great things in the world. Mitoch kach, and because of tzniut, he zochel litchot mipanel dvarim sheyu tovim mitzaratzman. Not only does it cause great things, but even when I have this value clash, that other things that in essence is independently good, but because of tzniut, it needs to push away those things that are also good. Aval what? Kivon shemipnei yetzer ha'adam v'kocho achalash. Because man is a man, and we have certain weaknesses. Yigrumu lifrotz b'midat tzniut. The tzniut is going to be compromised. Shehi ki umosha olam aruchni v'achomri. It is the foundation, being an ish sanua v'atznei alechem, that's the pasuk I quoted, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Not only to be asot mishpat and avat chesed, but to be hatznei alechetim elokecha. You'll recognize that when it talks about tzniut, it's not only talking about a woman, it's talking about a man, it's talking about how we have to act as a ben Torah, as a person who's bitzniut. But, says Rav Kook, and therefore, you have a contrast, because we know of an independent value is midat ahava, yididut, the friendship that we have. B'chol ha-simonim v'adimurim anochim, hayaroi shiyut shaveh b'raminim, friendship. We should be able to be freely talking with all, between the genders. Aval mipnei yikrat erech hatzniut, nidchet midat derech eretz min komad shelo yishol b'shalom isha. Gemara Kiddushin. And the Dean of the Shulchan Aruch brings down that Rav Kook says that because of the value of tzniut, you will take a good value, which is ahava, and you'll say that there's an isur to ask a woman, how are you? It's brought down in the Dean of the Shulchan Aruch. And for those people, I've given a vad talking about that. So then how in the modern Orthodox Dati Lumi world, how are we against that? What are we doing? And it's not so simple. But it is simple. There's an answer. It's based on a Ritva. It's based on an Orach HaShocha. I basically said over there, the question is if it's L'Shem Shamayim, which means just like I gave over on the Eilat trip. I talked about it and I caused a big ruckus on the Eilat trip for Shana Aleph this year. Because we were talking about the idea of how the concept of the mashal was going to a football game. Is it mutter or asa? Watching football is mutter and asa. So everyone's like, it's pasha that it's mutter. I said, there's no havamina that it's asa. No havamina at all that there'd be something that's asa. I talked about the concept of Shimon Bar Yochai, concept of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, of knowing how to, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says you have to be in a cave, and that's the only the way to look at things, versus being able to see good in the Western culture and know how to pick out the good. And it's not so simple. It's not so simple if a person is obsessed with watching cheerleaders and obsessed with betting, having fantasy football, and being able not to go to minyanim. I think it's so simple that it's mutter for you to be a ticket holder. Not so posh. So it's over here. Is it so posh that you can just go and be friendly with girls all the time? Not so posh. You have to know yourself. Now, the heter that we have is based on the Aruch HaShulchan that it says, if it's L'Shem Shamayim, if you're a person that can honestly say, it's good for your self-esteem, it's good, and you have that proper balance, okay, that's where the heter comes from in the modern Orthodox world, in the Dati Lumi world. But if you're a guy who's obsessed with pornography and all those type of things, not so easy that you can be watching all these shows. Not so posh. So too over here comes this idea of tzniut, that chas v'shalom, it's not because we hate women, but it's because of the importance of tzniut that sometimes you need to be able to what? Push off even good things. And that's the same thing over here with tzniut, which a lot of things that comes up in the wedding, which is a major challenge nowadays. that our concept of tzniut is not being able to show off. But what Rav Lam talks about is the concept of privacy. The Torah is the most beautiful, our most beautiful, most holy chefetz, if you will. But what happens? What do we do with the most kadosh? What is it equal? We cover it. We cover. Well, we believe that by having the outsides, what happens is that you just focus on the outsides, but we view the insides. Within that, the fight that we're dealing with nowadays, unfortunately, is, I think, what one of the philosophies, what Mark Zuckerberg talked about Facebook. Facebook was not originally created to be a company. It was built to accomplish a social mission, to make the world more open and connected. Today, our society has reached another tipping point. We live at the moment where the majority of people in the world have access to the internet and mobile phones, the raw tools necessary to start sharing what they're thinking, feeling, and doing whatever, whomever they want. There's no such thing as this privacy. It's, I'm doing laundry, I have to tell everyone I'm doing laundry. And Facebook aspires to build the services that give people the power to share and help them once again transform many of core institutions and industries, which on one level, okay, there's a good thing of the connection. But another level is that the problem with Facebook is that they wanted to say that there's no inner self. They wanted to be able to say out there. Within that comes the problem with a lot of the lack of tzniut that you're seeing at the mashal at a wedding. And this is where it comes, and we'll talk about it now. If we're going down, we'll start going at this point. We'll start walk down. We'll continue at this point. There is a minhag to put ashes on the head of a chatan. There's different places where to put it. Some put it right before he starts walking down. That's what I do. Rav Soloveitchik was against that because he felt he wasn't a chasan yet. He's only a chasan after the actual nisuin. Soloveitchik talks about the concept then is the under the chuppah, after the birchas nisuin, that's when you're a chuppah, not like the middle of the olam, to put it before you go into the chuppah, because he says you're not a chasan. So then the Talmidim asked him, if that's true, so then why is everyone getting up? Everyone gets up for the chasan kala. People even get up for parents nowadays. It's very nice, grandparents, for that kavod. Why do they get up? So most people say the reason why you get up is because chasan is dominant to a melech. You get up, but according to Rav Soloveitchik Shita, he's not a chasan. So why is everyone getting up? The answer is because he's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to do the mitzvah of becoming getting a married person. And therefore, not because he's going to become the mitzvah. And there's a Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, that the people in Yerushalayim, all the businesses, would stand up for the people that were coming to bring the Bikurim. The Bar Tanura basically explains, because Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, that you get up, right, for a person who's carrying the Tinok to the Brit Milah. This is why there's a minog to get up for Vayivarech David. Why is there a minog to get up for Vayivarech David? Because it's based on this Mishnah Maseches Bikurim. Because what do people do even nowadays? What do people do by Baruch David? The Gabbai Tzedakah walks around. So the guy's doing a mitzvah. The guy's doing a mitzvah, you get up from him. So that's why people get up for the cover of the Gabbai. That's why you get up, according to Rav Soloveitchik, walking down. So then they're walking down. Obviously you have the fire, which is Keneged Mata Torah also. And then you get under the chuppah. And then they have the songs. And I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. There's a minhag of walking around, which is the Kabbalistic. What I want to get to is already after the brachot, there is the kiddush, there's a birchas kiddushin, which again, it's a machlokas, whether it's a birchas hamitzvah, birchas hashevach, and question whether the rav actually drinks the wine, doesn't drink the wine. The idea is the chatan appoints to Eidim, Eide Kiddushin is a chumrah that is used of the Ritlin Kiddushin to the exclusion of everybody else because of the problem of Kavan. We're afraid of two being in the concept of Krovim, and if they become, if they're part of the Eidim, then it could be possible. So they say to the exclusion of everybody else. This is one of my idiosyncrasies, is that for my Eide Kiddushin, I will only have Rabbanim who are Talmidei Chachamim because there are different types of Eidus. One of the aid here when it comes to aid kiddushin is aid slakiyum adavar, meaning the aid kiddushin are the ones who are making the actual chalos of the kiyum happen. It's not just a riot. They're the ones who make it. And therefore, It could be a good friend of yours. If they're not, Rabbanim Talmid Chachamim, I won't do it. And that they go to the mikvah, tell them to do tshuva, because this is it. This is what it's about. Okay? So then you have the Harayat Mikudeshat Li B'Tamadzu Kedat Moshe B'Yisrael. Parenthetically, you have to be very careful. We have all these stories that are happening in Moshava. You laugh, but it's very sad. Literally, Rav Rimon, I just drove him. He told me the story that literally just happened. That somebody said like that, and it didn't happen. I mean, Baruch Hashem, for whatever reason, it wasn't actually a Kiddushin, but he made sure that these two people came to his office to explain that this is not a joke, that mamish, you could eat a get because of these things, and you have to be very careful with these things. That being said, then you have the ksuba, right? Some people sign the ksuba underneath the chuppah, other people sign it beforehand. You have two eidim, it's a marriage, it's a monetary contract. The chassan has been chayiv himself to take care, to financially, it helps you show that commitment, because we know without money, people are not really committed. That's why when it used to be when Rav Nevitzel would give the sichot and they'd be printed, he would always say you have to pay 10 agarut for them. Because if you don't pay for something, you're not as committed. So that's the concept of the ksuba. There's the kriyas ksuba, which is to make the difference between that you shouldn't do mitzvos chavilos to make a hefsek between the kiddushin and the nisuin. And you have the sheva brachos. And the sheva brachos, even though certain more liberals places, they're wanting to having women to be able to say the brachot, the more traditional approaches, not to have women being saying these brachot at most. I was just at a wedding, which I think is interesting, to having a sister be a MC. I think that was original. But I thought that would be okay. Again, depends on your family, depends on your audience. Now we come to the point where you break after a speech or whatever it is, you have Mishkachech Yerushalayim breaking the glass, either for different reasons, because of Zechel Chorban, to make sure that your Gilu Bar'ada, or Soloveitchik talked about again, the tzniut of in lecha yafe yoter mitzniut, of breaking the glass, just like it's a Yam Shel Shlomo, not for now, but it would make sense that if it is for tzniut, because then what happens is, nowadays, very important, so you get married, mazel tov, and then what do? What you shouldn't do is hug and kiss underneath the chuppah. That's what they do in Goyish weddings. That is chukas ha'akum. You should not be at all hugging and kissing. That's why you have the yichrum. Comes back to the tznius. Okay. You should be hugging your parents and grandparents. And then, I think in more yeshivish circles, then the chatan and kala would not even hold hands walking down the aisle. I personally am not as yeshivish. I very much encourage the chatan and kala to hold hands going down the aisle. I assume Abbe Tarragon disagrees with me. You know, and which is fine. He's allowed to, entitled to his opinion. But I think it's totally fine, the chatan and kala, to go down the aisle holding hands. Make sure not to go too fast, even though there is a shita. Rav Shechter quoted a shita of the Maharil. There's a shita that says you're supposed to run to the yichurum. Why are you running to the yichurum? You're supposed to run to the yichurum because maybe the yichur is what? It's a chuppah. And you can't have a hefsek for the chuppah. So literally, Rav Shechter said that he gave a shir, and he taught this Maharil. And he was at a wedding, I guess, maybe a day or two later, and they ran to the yichurim. I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on? It was hysterical. But it wasn't so hysterical for the kala. He's like, wait up for me, you know. But it's so you definitely shouldn't, as much as it's a nice sheet, I don't recommend you running to the yichurim. Then, I'm trying to think of other things here. At this point, you are going to the yichurim for 8 minutes. You have Eide Yichur over there that you set up. Then afterwards, you have the pictures. Then we get to the dancing. Very important. Yeah, what did I miss? It's 8 minutes. It's just a matter of a yichud that's, I guess, royal beer.
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Meaning, it's a minimum shear of a yichud that's royal beer. What about?
So 10,000.
What about?
It's like, Gemar Bia is like, that. Walking around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that, we're not, we don't pass in those ways.
Yeah, to go. The good. So then we have the marriage, mazel tov. The They now come out to dance. Oy vavoy. I should say avoid. It's a major simch. Samechas and Mekawa. Right? Zocha to the kolos of Matat Torah, the Gemara and Brachos on Vavam and Beis. Very important. Very important. Kiilu bona achas mechorvas Yerushalayim. By the avas chinam that you're doing over there. It's amazing. Problem is we shouldn't be destroying things. Again, about the tzniut. Where nowadays some people are having girls dancing in front of guys. At Orthodox weddings. It's pashut. Horrible. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. There's nothing that you could say is matzdik that it's a total break of tzniut that the girls are that there are five girls coming and dancing in front of the chasan and kal. Terrible. And I brought for you, for example, the Aruch HaShochem by Rosh Hashanah. We know that there is a minog tashlich. There's a minog of tashlich. Says the Aruch HaShochem, you have to make sure when you have Central Park and of all the places where you go to tashlich where it's a major social scene. Says the Aruch HaShochem, it's better not to do tashlich at all if you're going to go into this major social scene that way. So you have to know, to be able to know that it, as much as possible, that shouldn't be happening. Not so simple, but that's how it shouldn't be happening because it's a break of tzniut. Mixed seating. So on one level, you would say, look, sorry, chadam litrachik min hashim mod. And Rav Shechter talked about how, again, a lot of these women are all sweaty. Therefore, maybe it's a lack of tzniut. So in kol hakavod to Rav Shechter, you know, I come again from the Rav Marcus had said, that world is, there's got to be a kosher time to be able to know, and as the halacha brings down, that when you're being able to what, when are you allowed to look at the pnuya, Siv Gimel, in the Shulchan Aruch, is mutul l'stakel v'pnuya levanka in hi yafesh shisa'ena, bein shi betula be'ula, v'lo'od el shiroi l'asos came. Now you can't be mistakel derech znos, right? This is Siman Chaf Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, meaning, when is going to be a kosher time to be able to have mixed seating? When is the time you're actually going to meet? At a wedding, friends being together, that's the time. That is the time when you're going to be able to properly meet B'kedusha V'tahara. So I personally, I've been at weddings where they said they were so frum, and you put them, the single friends are always on the other sides. Personally, with all due respect, I think that's the least frum thing that you could do, with everyone talking about the Shidduch crisis and all that stuff. This is the time. This is the time that they should be meeting, learning how to be social. This is the time to be able, you know, obviously if the girl is sweaty, let her go to the room and get less sweaty, you know, for the guy also, to be able not to be a pig. It's also important not to get drunk, etc. The same idea comes with the mechitza, that the halacha of having a mechitza is based on the concept of a kal v'chomer, that in the Masechet Sukkah that talks about even by a hesped, we know that that by hesped, where the yitzhar is not sholeit, the Torah says that you need to have a anashim levad and nashim levad. So if you're usikim simcha, the yitzhar is sholeit al chaskam of a kam. It's pasha that you need a mechitza to be able to separate. And again, looking at the girls dancing, you know, there's always that one older woman looking inside trying to see, okay, who's that guy? Ever heard of Rabbi Yudin? Rabbi Yudin. So his wife, Rabbi Senior Yudin, Rabbi Benji Yudin from Young Israel Fairland, I call the Young Israel. What? It's his father, Aunt Ravanda Yudin. I learned with him in year 2000 in Gross Kol. So his father, I was at a wedding of a good friend of mine, and I was wearing a blue shirt at the wedding. So, I was wearing a blue shirt at a wedding. And the Rebbetzin was looking over, and she didn't recognize. I don't know what it was. She like went over to me. She's like, "Do you see the guy Cutler?" It's a true story. See the guy Cutler? And I said, "Look, I'm like, don't see him." So it's just like one of these things that there's always going to be that Rebbetzin looking to find that guy to say, "Okay, can we set them that person up?" Okay, that's happened. When I was at Rabbi Tarragon's daughter's wedding. I was speaking to somebody about setting people up. That's the kosher time. That's the kosher time to being set up. And to know, just to have the whole shidduch system, okay. For some people it's good, but it's very important to be able not to be firmer than God, Haltiyat Sadiq Harbe. The concept of the chatan taking the knee, which means that during the dancing, that sometimes he sings Eishes Chayil, or Shechter thinks it's total narishkeit of taking the knee. And I would say the same thing when you're proposing taking the knee. It's Pasha Jazilzel, there's no reason for it. You can be taking many, many figurative knees after you're married. You don't have to do it at the sing Eishes Chayil. If you have a bad voice, don't sing Eishes Chayil. You know? And that's the basic idea. You should know that for years, there unfortunately, they've been at the first dance, there was separate dancing, and then, you know, and then there's mixed dancing at weddings. And Rav Shechter says over the story that when he was at these weddings, Rabbi Haskell Lookstein would say, Herschel, time to go! What do you mean, time to go? Time to go! Because right before the mixed dancing, they were the rabbis would make, that would be their mecha. They'd say, look, you know, on one level, it's the slippery slope. Just on one level, you can't just say, look, if you have any mixed dancing, I'm not at all. These are people. Shechter said an unbelievable compliment about Rav Lookstein. That it was like, I guess, an 80th birthday party for Rav Lookstein. Rav Shechter came because Rav Shechter gave, I think probably still gave shiurim for like 25 years in Ramaz, which is not what's called Kilat Jeshurun. And he came, and the Chiddush, what he said over is that he, Rav Shechter's like, look, what am I doing? I'm giving nice shiurim to a kolel, to people, and why you people are interested. What the brilliance of Rav Lookstein was that he had people that were not interested. Without them even realizing it, this is what the guy said, without even realizing it, now I became Shomer Shabbos and became being Osik B'Tzara Chitzibor and the godless there. So Rav Lookstein so Rav Shechter said it over, I've heard it a couple times because I'm a rabbi stalker that way, that I'm Mishamish, that's what my mother-in-law said, you're a rabbi stalker. So it's called Shimush Tamidei Chachamim, but you can call it rabbi stalker, it's probably not so politically correct. So to be Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim, and Rav Shechter says over, I've heard it many times, that once that happened, Herschel, time to go. That was the type of the mecha. It's that fine line of being able to know that these are the things. Obviously, a college dress, it's pashut, you know, it's pashut that it shouldn't be see through and it should be proper. Unfortunately, sarich lagid nowadays because there are people that are losing the regular concept of sneu. Same thing with guys, obviously. Just like nowadays, you ask me, going to play basketball. I've talked about it. When you go play basketball, guys going without tzitzis on the way to the court. Guys wearing a tank top with and girls all around. The fianyus daiti. That's not sanua. It's not the way to do it. If you're in a gym with all male, okay, that's fine. I think that's fine. You know, but when you're mamish amongst all girls, you know, you're in a public park. There's no way that you should be. It's a certain sanua. It's neos. It's not a tzatznei alech. It doesn't say. There's no Rashi that it says that it means beis yaakov. That's not what it means. Tznei lechet is a certain, obviously it's not only the sleeve lengths. It's a certain way that you have to act. And we have to make sure that it's not that, okay, we're dati lumi Jews, that we don't care as much. Chas v'shal. Chas v'shal. To be makbid b'halacha. And don't just say that, okay, I really love Hashem. Yes, I love Hashem and I'm going to sing and have a nice tish. But not being able to say what the follow ratzon Hashem. Follow ratzon Hashem is tzniut. It's a foundation of what we are to be able to really have the Torah being really a Morasha, Kilat Yaakov. Everyone should have a good night. Thank you. Simcha.